Developing Respect for Self. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with the Instant Illumination, Developing Respect for Self. This is quite the task for most people, developing self-respect, developing respect for self. What does it mean to develop respect for self? What does that mean when we say we want to develop respect for self? Well, too often, we don't like ourselves. In fact, I would say the majority of the people on the face of the earth just don't like themselves. They feel that they want to be better. They feel they want to do something greater and more than they've ever done before. They feel that they have not been the perfect father, the perfect mother. They feel they have not been the perfect student in school. They haven't been the perfect friend to the people in their world, you know, whomever they may be. They feel that they are less than ideal. And developing respect for self is developing an awareness that we are really pretty wonderful. We are really pretty beautiful people. Now, how do we go about developing respect for ourselves? We look at the outer and we say, I could look better, I could have a better physique, a better appearance about me, I could have a better wardrobe, oh, how I'd like to have a better wardrobe. I could have, oh, more skillful hands, oh, I could be like my friends who are so artistic or my friends who are so talented in various ways. Some people speak just so joyously and so easily, and other people speak so timidly. Why is it that I don't like myself? Well, we don't like ourselves because we have missed one point in our education. And that point, which probably should be one of the primary points, is this point here. Count your blessings. As I count my blessings, I begin to realize that, hey, I've got a lot that I can be proud of. I have a lot that I can be proud of that I am. I can have that deep inner respect for myself for the wonderful things that I am, because, hey, I didn't realize that I was so good. Now, truly, an artist does not look at his painting and say, boy, am I good. A musician does not sit at the piano or instrument or sing or do whatever they do, and they don't say, boy, am I good. Am I fantastic? Am I wonderful? Am I a marvelous musician? They delight in their music. They play their music and they enjoy their music, but they don't say, boy, am I good. Well, a good musician has respect for himself. Have you ever walked down a street and just felt good in your heart? And in your heart, you started singing. And man, oh man, were you good. As you were singing in your heart, you sang like the greatest singer of the type of singing you were doing, opera, classic, or general. And you think, wow, did that sound good? Now, hey, here's a good one too. You get in the shower. You're in the bathroom in the shower. You're in this tiny cubicle of a room, and in this room, your voice echoes and resounds with glorious refrain, and you say, I like me, I think I'm wonderful, I like me, I think I'm wonderful, and you say, wow, does that sound good? I'd like to record that. Hey, you know, I should really go and do something about this. I am so good, I'm so wonderful. Yep, 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 yep. You are so good and you're so wonderful, that's true. Now, develop respect for yourself. Now, you say, boy, I would like to take this bathroom with me everywhere because I sound so good in this shower. I sound so wonderful. This is universal. Everybody gets in the shower and sounds wonderful. Because they're uninhibited. Because they're letting it all out. Now, when they get out in even their own public, when they're in the kitchen or they're in the backyard, do they want to sing? Well, what would the neighbors think of me if I'm singing in the backyard, you know? Well, your neighbors would think that you're a very happy person. And they'd think, boy, oh boy. Now, just think of this. Here you have these people who are training themselves in operatic aura, who are training themselves in musical talents of piano or an instrument. And what do they do? What is the first thing every one of these characters do? They open the window. They open the window because they want to increase their audience beyond themselves. They develop respect for themselves by saying, hey, I want the world to hear what I'm doing. I'm good. I'm having a great time. And then someone says, wow, that sounded so beautiful. Or they say, hey, that sounded terrible. Sounded like a cat yammering. My goodness sakes, you shouldn't sing out in public. You know, you just don't have the voice for it. But nobody would say that. People just don't say that. They have to be very cruel to say that. Now, really, developing respect for ourselves is when we allow ourselves to be ourselves, to sing, to dance, to do all sorts of things. Now, I got up on the dance floor in Lugano one time with a young lady, and I had been dancing with four or five different people, and I'd been leading and been having a good time. And then they asked me to dance with this girl. And she was just a lovely girl, beautiful lady. And so we started dancing. And the moment she touched me, I was on fire. I was electrified. The moment she touched me, I knew how to dance. I knew how to dance like I never danced before. She was just that catalyst in my engine of dancing that turned me on. And I danced, and I did all the right steps, and I held her as she spun in my fingertips. I held her as she leaned back in my arms. I'd never done that before. I did all of the beautiful things that were just marvelous, because in her presence, I could only dance as a most magnificent dancer. Now, do you think she helped me develop self-respect? Oh my. She helped me develop that feeling of confidence in me because I knew I could do it. Under the right circumstances, which were all mental, I knew I could do it. Oh, true, she was a physical beauty there, holding me, and I danced with her, and I looked good. Oh, man, did I look good. I don't know, but I'm trying to say, I don't know if the people didn't say I looked good. I felt I looked good. When I got off that dance floor, after dancing with that lady, I thought to myself, man, was that a beautiful experience. I was developing respect for myself by dancing with someone who brought out the very best in me. They expected me to dance equal to their magnificence, equal to the opinion they had of themselves. Now, you see, our dancing is not because we have skill. You dance to the music. Today, dancers are more frequently dancing to the music, and they don't have to know how to dance when they get up on the dance floor. In fact, they don't even hold each other half the time, and they just dance and do their own thing. They listen to the music in their heart, and then they move accordingly. And some people move with such beautiful rhythm, with such dynamicism that is glorious to see because they're developing respect for self. They're listening to the self, and they don't care what other people think of them, but other people say, wow, you really got the mood of that dance. You really flowed with that melody, with that rhythm that they had. You're fantastic. Well, first time I've been on the floor. Oh, really? You'd never know it. You are just amazing. And truly, we are just amazing when we let go and be ourselves. Developing respect for self is letting go of that timidness, letting go of that quality that says, oh, you make a fool of yourself. Letting go of that quality that says, hey, you can't begin to compare to these other people on the floor. And you're right. You cannot begin to compare to these other people on the floor because these other people on the floor are doing their thing, and you're going to go out, I'm going to go out, and do my thing. Developing respect for self is not something we consciously do. It's just a matter that we let go and be ourselves and have fun. And if people laugh at us, they're laughing with us, not at us as a silly fool, but they're laughing with us. They say, hey, you are great, you are funny, you are fabulous. And they think, wow, I wish I had the courage to get out there and be myself and have fun, but you're just doing a great job. But developing respect for self is when you just bloom and do whatever your heart tells you to do. The divine in each of us is the allness in each of us, and just waiting for us to call upon it and use it and to exercise it. And if it is listening to the music that is being played and synchronizing with that music in our heart and in our body, and then moving on the dance floor with grace and charm and joy, go for it. If it is singing, and people always say, you sound just like a crying bird, you know, an old crow, say, oh, hey, how about that? Yeah, at least I crow. And so you start singing, and you don't try. You don't try. You just let it be. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. You know, I tell often about our Gertrude Suter over in Switzerland, and she had not skills in music, and she wanted to have the skills, but she never followed through. So then one day, she began taking lessons. And as she began taking lessons, the teacher said, you don't have anything to work with. I can't teach you. And Gertrude said, please teach me. I want to learn. Well, I mean, what confidence in her learning ability, what developing respect for herself. She wanted to do it. It was for her. And so then the instructor says, you're an amazing lady. I will teach you. And so the instructor taught her and said, let us learn the scales first. So we learn what notes we're working with, what sort of a melody, not melody so much, what sort of notes we're working with that build into a melody. And so Gertrude learned the scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And she didn't try. She just did it gently and lovingly. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, and do, a female deer. You see, and then she wasn't very good. Her voice was not really a cultured voice, not a charming voice, but she sang. And the more she sang, the more she liked her voice. The more she realized that she could do it, but she always knew she could. And so she practiced. And she came to our seminar one time on campus. And we said, Gertrude, you've been training in music now for the past about 6 months. Give us a demonstration of what you've learned. And she says, oh, yes. And she stood up as her teacher informed her to stand. She put her shoulders back and her chest out and her tummy in, and she stood there and she said, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And she sang the scale for us. She sang the scale for us for a good 5 minutes, giving us every rendition of scale singing that she was learning. And she was good. Now, it's not that she was exquisite and like a marvelous opera star, but she was a good singer singing what she sang. And we had to applaud her when she finished because she had her heart and her soul in there, her being in there, and that made her music even more glorious. And as the months went on, and as the years went on, she was called upon to be in the Swiss choral group that sang on television and radio, that sang in all the great concert halls, that sang in all the great churches in Switzerland. And she was asked to be a regular member of that group, and her voice counted. She had to have a good voice to get on in that group. And when she was auditioned, her the leader who auditioned her said, "My, you are wonderful. You are so wonderful." And so then, at her first concert, what did she do? She invited her whole family to come. And of course, they couldn't hear her with all the other people singing. But she was just as good, if not better, than all of the other people singing in the group. And that was years ago. And even now, she still dedicates herself to that musical group and finds great joy in developing respect for self. You too can develop respect for self. It's not a matter of whether you have a good voice or whether you have respect for your abilities, but you develop respect for your ability by delighting in yourself, by delighting in what you do, by delighting in all others around you, and not comparing yourself to them as to how good they are or how good you are not, but comparing yourself to yourself and saying, "I like me, I am good, I enjoy this," and do it for yourself. And when you do it for yourself, what happens? Oh, all the world comes alive for you. All the world comes alive. And you say to yourself, "I like me, I like me, I like me." And I say to you, "I love you, I love you, I love you."